In northern Spain, wolves have been making a comeback. In some instances, they've been migrating via green corridors across southern Europe. Recently, wolves taking that route began appearing in Catalonia in the northeast. Environmentalists are cheering their return, but the wolves have made their presence known near towns and even cities. They've been snacking on sheep. Spanish authorities are trying to curb this to protect livestock and the wolves themselves. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Castellterçol.
For more than a century in this part of Spain, the sheep's only real predator has been the occasional wild dog. But last November, shepherd Dirk Madriles began to wonder. At dawn on a forested mountainside, he noticed that the fleece around the throats of six of his sheep was stained red with blood. And he thought to himself, the wolves are back.
Que las había mordido el lobo, pero todavía estaban vivas.
A wolf had bitten them, he says, but they were still alive. Then I found the first dead animal. Walking around, I found the second. In all, Madriles found seven dead sheep that day, their entrails eaten, from their lungs to their livers, a telltale wolf-feeding pattern. Then in February, the wolf struck again. Dirk says he tried to raise the alarm, but he says no one believed him. People are very scared of wolves, he says. The wolf is like a ghost. People don't believe because they haven't seen them or heard them. Collective howls like these would have dispelled doubts, but according to Spanish wolf researcher Jordi Ruiz, there's a good reason Dirk and his neighbors haven't heard them in the night. Wolves only howl in packs, he says, and to communicate with other wolves over long distances. We have few wolves for the moment, he says, only about five per year, and they're constantly crossing back and forth into France. And since it's a population that's recently arrived, there are more males than females. What we're seeing, he says, are just the scouts. Ruiz works for the regional government of Catalonia. He finally confirmed the wolf presence by testing scat found at the kills. Now, if this were happening in northwest Spain and Portugal, no one would be surprised. There are some 3,000 wolves in those mountains. What's surprising, Ruiz says, is that the wolves from southern Europe reached Madriles Ranch because it's right next to two towns and just 25 miles from downtown Barcelona, a city of over a million people. Catalonia's wolves are so few you can't hunt them, but Ruiz says once a few females show up, the population could grow quickly. So he's taken a tip from a European Union program and has started arming shepherds with cute puppies. This is Dana, a Great Pyrenees. She's only 6 months old, but already she dwarfs Madriles' sheep. Dana hangs out with the flock in their newly electrified enclosure. The dog actually thinks she's a sheep.
Dana, no. Entonces, por ejemplo, es importante que no la toque nadie, ninguna persona, que el cariño lo tenga.
That's why it's important that no one else touches her, says Madriles, that she gets all of her affection from the sheep. I do have to hold her to the ground like this once a day, so that when she's a little older, she doesn't try to keep me away from the flock, too. I'm the alpha male. So the solution to the ancestral problem with wolves turns out to be just as old, guard dogs. Wolves don't mess with big dogs. If they smell one, they usually just hunt somewhere else. Sounds like a tidy solution. The sheep are safe, the wolves are safe, but are people safe? Yes, is the short answer. A wolf hasn't attacked a human here since 1902, according to the government. Still, there are stories in the Spanish press about how the nearby vacation towns of Moya and Castellterçol fear tourists will stop coming once they catch wind of the big bad you-know-what. But on a recent afternoon, townsfolk in Castellterçol say the only thing they worry about is the safety of the wolves themselves. Ana Brugarolas says she lives near Madriles Ranch and has known for a while that wolves were coming around. It bothers me that the news has gotten out, she says. The wolf is protected. And now if an animal is killed in the fields, a rancher who once thought it was dogs is going to blame the wolf, rekindling the same old fear and hatred that caused man to hunt the wolves nearly to extinction. But if shepherd Dirk Madriles is any indication, the wolf of fairy tale lore may be returning without the old baggage. Back at his ranch, Madriles tends to his lambs behind an electric fence. I'd love to wake up one day, he says, and find an anonymous note in my mailbox saying, I killed the wolf, sleep soundly. I would, but I couldn't kill it myself. I think it's right that the wolf is here. The wolves kill the deer that transmit diseases, he says. They kill the wild boar. Before, the wolves competed with men, he says. But today, that just doesn't make sense. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Castellterçol, Spain.